I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Genetic screening is playing an increasing role in tailoring breast cancer treatment to individual patients. To talk about the use of genetic testing to help determine treatment for early-stage breast cancer patients is Dr. Stephen Ethier, Professor of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine and Director of the Center for Genomic Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Ethier, can you explain how genetic testing is currently being used to help make important decisions related to breast cancer treatment?
Sure, I'd be happy to. One of the things that we learned a number of years ago is that for certain breast cancer patients, particularly those patients that have one of the most common forms of breast cancer, that is the kind of breast cancer that is driven by the estrogen receptor, patients who have estrogen receptor positive disease yet are diagnosed with early stage disease, so-called stage one disease, 3 out of 4 of these women do not need chemotherapy. That the local treatment they get from their surgeon and then from their radiation oncologist is actually curative for those patients.
So now there is genetic screening that can help pinpoint which women would indeed benefit from chemotherapy treatment?
That's correct. So there's a test, and it's called the Oncotype DX. This test has been being used now for, I think, about the past 10 years or so, but it's been studied very carefully. And now a new study has been published, which really confirm the earlier findings and show the real predictive power of this test. So the idea behind this test is to actually study the expression of a set of genes in breast cancer cells, which really tells us about whether those cells are aggressive or not aggressive, and really tell us a lot about the biology and the characteristics of those cancer cells.
Dr. Ethier, what does this mean to an individual woman with breast cancer?
We diagnose more and more early stage of breast cancers because of screening and mammography and other imaging techniques. And so a woman can be diagnosed with a small estrogen receptor positive breast cancer. And today, her physician can tell her with great confidence if she doesn't need chemotherapy. And again, the majority of these women who have small estrogen receptor positive cancers do not need chemotherapy. And sparing women chemotherapy is a big deal. This is a difficult treatment to go through. It has a lot of toxic side effects. It can have some long-term side effects. We don't want to give these drugs if we don't have to. But in the absence of knowing who should get it and who should not get it, we treat most patients, and most patients actually want the chemotherapy because they don't want to take that 1 in 4
chance. They don't
want
to take a chance.
So this test is really going to have a big impact and allow us, again, to say with great confidence to women who don't need chemotherapy that they don't have to have it. They'll go on to hormonal therapies, which are much less toxic and very, very effective. So it's a really great breakthrough in oncology for breast cancer.
Dr. Ethier, are there any other new developments on the horizon that might further improve breast cancer treatment?
Well, you know, there are always new targeted agents being developed for breast cancer, and there's a new class of drugs being developed for patients who ultimately don't have a good response to estrogen receptor-targeted therapy. There's now a new series of drugs being developed clinically for these patients, and that will have a big impact as well.
Dr. Ethier, thank you so much for providing this update about genetic screening for breast cancer patients.
Happy to do so.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.